由麦克牧师主讲，万峰即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, listening friends. We are glad you've joined us again.
亲爱的听众朋友，欢迎你今日收听《天路导向》。
I hope that these messages entitled "Know Your Real Enemy" have been blessing to you.
盼望呢一个系列嘅信息，认识你真正嘅敌人，能够让你蒙福。
In the last message, I left you by saying about Peter giving us a graphic word picture.
上次节目当中，我曾经讲过彼得为我哋描绘过一幅文字嘅图画。
And shows us how Satan is ceaseless in his activities in trying to destroy us.
彼得所描绘嘅图画话咗俾我哋听，撒旦系不断咁样谂办法去毁灭我哋。
Ceaseless is the key word here.
不断地就是这一道的重要字眼。
Peter uses the image of a lion who is driven by starvation.
彼得用一只饥饿想找东西吃的狮子来形容撒旦。
And because he's driven by hunger, he is stalking his prey from a distance.
因为肚饿，所以这一只狮子就会潜伏地跟踪他的猎物。
He is stalking his prey from a distance.
狮子潜伏咁样去跟踪佢嘅猎物。
And he waits.
佢静静咁样去等待。
And then he waits some more.
等待又等待。
Until they go to sleep.
直至啲猎物开始瞓觉。
Spiritually speaking, it works the same way.
喺属灵方面，亦都系咁样嘅同样道理。
He waits for the believer until he relaxes spiritually.
撒旦会耐心咁样等待，直到信徒嘅灵性松懈。
He waits for them to let down their guards.
撒旦会等待信徒放松佢哋嘅戒备。
And he moves with such a swift speed.
然后撒旦就会迅速行动。
And right after he brings his prey under him, he roars as if to say, "I've got you."
当撒旦一捉到猎物，就会大叫，好似系咁样话：我终于捉到你啦。
He roars the roar of victory.
佢会发出胜利嘅嚎叫。
He roars so that every other animal in the jungle stay out.
佢嘅嚎叫就会让到森林里面其他嘅动物都让开。
He roars to say, "He is mine," or "She is mine."
佢嘅嚎叫就系去表示呢一只动物系我噶。
Now let me enjoy the fruit of my kill.
依家你就让我哋好好享受我嘅战利品啦。
Now what is Satan's intention toward you, child of God?
而家神嘅儿女啊，撒旦对你有乜嘢企图呢？
Listen to me very carefully.
请你仔细咁样听我去讲。
He does not want to reveal his presence to you until he can roar to announce that he has got you beat.
直至撒旦能够向你嚎叫话我征服你啦，佢都唔会向你表露佢嘅身份。
By that time, you already know it.
因为当佢嚎叫嘅时候，你已经知道佢嘅身份啦。
After you are defeated,
当你失败之后
he roar against God.
撒旦就会向神嚎叫。
Why would he roar in defiance against the Almighty God?
点解撒旦会能够向全能嘅神发出挑衅嘅嚎叫呢？
To challenge him.
原来撒旦系要挑战神。
You say to challenge God?
你话吓，撒旦都能够挑战神嘅咩？
And the answer is yes.
个答案系冇错。
Remember in the very first message?
唔知你仲记唔记得第一次讲嘅信息呢
？We saw Lucifer rebel against God。
我哋曾经讲到话路西弗背叛神
，and God threw him out of heaven。
路西弗被神赶出天堂。
In the book of Isaiah, Lucifer said, "I will exalt my throne above the stars of God."
在旧约圣经以赛亚书当中，路西弗说，我要高举我的宝座在神的众星之上。
He said, "I will be like the Most High."
路西弗说，我要好像至高者一样。
You see, Satan has never given up wanting to be like the Most High.
从这一段经文，我们看到撒旦永远不会放弃与至高者同等的梦想。
He is in an antagonistic relationship with the Most High.
他会与至高的神作对到底。
He got kicked out of heaven.
撒旦被神赶出天堂。
But he has never stopped trying to defeat God's children.
但是虽然他被赶出天堂，他永远都要想企图打败神的儿女。
Ever since that time,
在那一个时候开始，
When he did not succeed in deposing God,
当他敌挡神失败之后，
he has been trying to succeed in defeating his children.
撒旦一心一意都要打败神的儿女。
He prowls around.
撒旦遍地去游行。
And then when he gets his prey,
而当他捉到他的猎物之后，
he roars.
他就会嚎叫。
Because he is deceiving himself into thinking that he has come one step closer toward removing God from his throne.
因为撒旦在那个时候正在欺骗自己，以为他自己推翻神宝座的计划又迈进一步了。
I want to give you some examples from the scripture of how Satan roars when a child of God falls into his temptation.
让我在圣经当中举一些例子说明，当神的儿女被撒旦诱惑跌落陷阱的时候，撒旦究竟是怎样嚎叫的。
The first example I want to give you is from the book of Joshua.
第一个例子是记载在约书亚记的。
God gave Joshua and the people of Israel victory over Jericho.
如果你记得的话，神是让约书亚和以色列人在耶利哥城打赢仗。
In chapter 7 of the book of Joshua,
但是去到约书亚记第七章当中，
you find the next battle was a very small town named A.
你会发现以色列人打第二场的仗是要对付一座非常小的城，叫做艾城。
At that little town, Joshua and the people of God were decimated and defeated.
虽然约书亚和以色列人在耶利哥城打赢仗，是令到整个城墙冧了，但是竟然他们在这个小城会伤亡惨重，一败涂地。
Joshua went to God and he cried out to God, Oh God, what happened?
于是约书亚就去到神面前去呼求话了，神啊，究竟发生什么事啊？
God told him that there was a sin in the camp.
神就同佢讲话，因为军营当中有人犯罪。
And Joshua had to deal with that sin.
然后约书亚就要去处理呢一件罪嘅问题啦。
And he went into repentance.
于是约书亚认罪悔改。
And he cleansed the camp.
洁净咗个军营。
And then he became overconfident again.
但是过了一段时间，约书亚对他的战胜亦都过分自信，而不向神去求问，结果他们中了欺骗人的诡计。
I'm going to stop here and tell you something important.
我想暂停一下，同你讲一些非常重要的事。
Every time you're going to fall in Satan's temptation, it will be right after a blessing.
每一次你啱啱蒙神赐福之后，你都会有可能陷入撒旦嘅试探危险当中。
Write this down.
请你将呢句话记低。
This is very important.
佢系非常重要嘅。
And after victory in A, he ceased to be watchful.
而当约书亚最终赢咗艾城之后，佢又放松咗戒备。
He ceased to be vigilant.
佢唔再警醒。
And what happened?
但是跟住发生了什么事呢？
In chapter 9 of the book of Joshua,
在约书亚记第九章，
only two chapters after 7,
就是刚刚在第七章之后的两章，
Joshua was deceived by the Gibeonites again.
约书亚就是被基遍人所欺骗了。
It brought decimation upon the people of God from that moment on.
就从那个时候开始，基遍人和其他欺骗他的人都是为神的子民带来了无数的祸患。
Did Joshua anticipate it?
你估约书亚知不知道有这样的后果呢？
No.
原来他不知道的。
Did Joshua go back to Gilgal and consulted with God?
为了基遍人的求和，约书亚究竟有没有去到吉甲去求问神呢？
No.
约书亚没有的。
Did Joshua seek a word from the Lord?
约书亚有没有去寻求神的指示去处理基遍人这件事呢？
No.
没有的。
And here you see Satan on top of Joshua roaring before God.
在这里你看到撒旦怎样在以色列人和约书亚这个以色列人的领袖身上向神去敲叫。
I have got you, man.
就是说我已经捉到你们的人了。
The second example is in 2 Samuel 11.
第二个例子就是在撒母耳记下第十一章。
One of God's most favorite people, David.
我们要分享的就是神最喜悦的人之一大卫。
There you find him depressed and discouraged, and Satan is roaring a roar of defiance over his prey.
当大卫灰心失意的时候，撒旦就在他的猎物上面向神发出挑战的敲叫声。
Read these verses later on.
你可以在节目完了之后再读撒母耳记下第十一章的经文。
But as you may know, God gave David victory after victory.
但是你可能知道，在圣经当中，神让大卫一次又一次这样得胜。
God said, I examined David's heart and I found it after my own heart.
神说，我已经试验过大卫的心，大卫就是一个合我心意的人。
David experienced the blessings of God like very few people will ever experience.
好少人曾经经历过神赐给大卫这样的恩典。
David was so conscious of the presence of God like very few people were.
好少人能够好像大卫一样清楚感受到神的同在。
But he ceased to be vigilant.
但是大卫在那一刻不再警醒。
And he began to spiritually relax.
大卫的心灵在那一刻开始松懈下来。
He wasn't anticipating the lion stalking him.
大卫在那一刻并没有警觉到狮子正在潜伏跟踪着他。
He was not vigilant and alert.
大卫在那一刻并没有紧守警醒。
You know, the text does not give us any indication here that David planned this sin.
在经文当中并没有显出大卫是故意这样犯罪的。
All that happened was that he was sleepless.
发生事情的原因就是因为大卫睡不着。
So he got up and he went to the rooftop.
于是大卫去到他王宫的天台那里行几行。
And he saw a woman.
然后他就见到一个女人。
And there Satan succeeded.
在这里撒旦的计谋得逞。
The adversary was setting his traps, and David fell in those traps.
敌人就设下了网罗，大卫就跌入了陷阱。于是大卫就同乌利亚的妻子拔士巴发生了关系。
David ended up not only bringing reproach upon himself, but upon his God.
结果大卫不单止在这一件事上面杀死了乌利亚，羞辱了自己，更加羞辱了神。
There's a third example.
让我们看下第三个例子。
In Luke 22:31,
在路加福音第22章第31节，
Jesus said to Peter,
耶稣和彼得这样说，
Simon, Simon,
西门啊，西门，
Satan has desired to have you that he may sift you as wheat.
撒旦想要得着你们，好筛你们，好像筛麦子一样。
But I prayed for you that your faith may not fail.
但我已经为你们祈祷，叫你们不至于失了信心。
Do you know when these words came to Peter?
你知道吗？当耶稣对彼得讲这些话的时候，
They came right after the sweet companionship and fellowship in the upper room.
他们刚刚经过了在耶路撒冷那一间马可楼房里面有亲密的相聚和交谈。
They came immediately after the precious Passover meal in which Jesus revealed to them that he was the Passover lamb.
他们刚刚吃完那个宝贵的逾越节晚餐，就是最后的晚餐，在当中耶稣向门徒表明他自己就是逾越节的羔羊。
Right after that moment when Jesus reached down and drew these disciples intimately close to him,
就在那一刻耶稣谦卑自己，让门徒更加亲近他。
Right after this incredible moment of close fellowship with the Lord Jesus Christ,
在那一刻门徒和耶稣基督有亲密的团契，有美好的时光。
Jesus said, Peter, Satan is right here.
但是在那一刻之后，耶稣和彼得说，撒旦就在这里。
He is desiring to sift you as wheat.
撒旦要攞一个筲箕，将你哋筛去，就好似筛麦子一模一样。
A person who is sifting the wheat puts all the wheat with the chaff and the dirt and everything in the sieve.
筛麦子嘅人会将成堆嘅麦子、连壳、大谷粒同埋杂草、尘土，全部都放喺个筲箕上面。
And he shakes it this way and he shakes it that way.
向左西，向右西。
He shakes it up and down.
向上西，向下西。
It's all very painful.
这一件事真是非常痛苦的。
And he shakes it every which way he can in order to get the wheat down and get rid of the chaff and the dirt.
那一个筛麦的人要不断地向左、向右、向上、向下筛，就是要将谷壳和杂质筛走，剩下麦粒。
And that's what Jesus was talking about.
这样就是主耶稣讲这个比喻的意思。
Because 12 hours later, Peter denied any knowledge of his master and his friend, the Lord Jesus Christ.
因为在那一刻的12个钟之后，彼得否认了他的主，他的朋友耶稣基督。
And he denied him to a little slave girl.
他向一个女仆否认了耶稣。
Why?
为什么彼得会这样做呢？
Because after the blessings of the upper room,
因为当在那个楼房，马可楼房上面的祝福之后，
After Peter's boasting and bragging about how he would never deny Jesus,
因为在彼得夸口说永远不离弃主耶稣之后，
Peter ceased to be vigilant.
彼得就不再警醒。
And Satan was stalking Peter.
而当时撒旦正在潜伏跟踪彼得。
Satan was waiting for the opportune moment to trip Peter.
撒旦正在等待着机会去陷害彼得。
And the moment he found the opportunity,
而当撒旦找到机会之后，
Peter was relaxed and sitting there by the fireplace.
彼得那一个时候正在火堆旁边取暖休息。
And Satan swiftly moved and devoured Peter.
然后撒旦就迅速行动吞没彼得。
And he roared again.
撒旦就能够再次敲叫了。
God, I've got the chief apostle of your son.
神啊，捉到你个仔耶稣基督嘅仕途当中嘅头目啦。
And that's when all the sifting has begun.
而呢一个时候就系撒旦开始筛麦嘅时候啦。
I want to give you a fourth example.
让我向你举第四个例子。
It's in the book of Acts, chapter 5.
这个例子是记载在《使徒行传》第五章。
The disciples and the believers were selling all that they had and putting it at the feet of the apostles.
当初期的教会成立之后，门徒和信徒变卖田产，将卖得的金钱放在使徒的脚前面。
As you know, the early church was persecuted.
如果你知道的话，早期的教会是备受迫害的教会。
They were being thrown out of their houses and out of their jobs and out of their communities.
他们被赶出自己的屋企，没了工作，被社会驱逐。
All because of their faith.
这些全部都是因为他们的信仰。
They were living together in a sweet fellowship and mutual commitment to Christ.
他们住在一起，有甜蜜的团契，一起向基督委身。
Most of them had seen Jesus with their own eyes.
他们大多数人都曾经亲眼见过耶稣。
They witnessed the resurrection.
他们就是主复活的见证人。
And yet the Bible said one of them named Ananias and his wife named Sapphira.
但是圣经当中，他描述了有一对夫妇在当中名叫亚拿尼亚和撒菲拉。
Sold a piece of land and kept part of the price.
他们卖了一块地，原本打算捐给教会，但是他将卖地的钱留下了一部分。
Then they went to the apostles and they lied to them.
然后他们就去到使徒面前，告诉他们听，向他们讲大话。
And they said that this is all the price of the land.
他们这样说，这些钱已经是卖地的所有钱了。
Are you telling the truth about the gifts that God has given you?
不知道你对神给你的恩赐，你有没有讲真话呢？
Only you and the Spirit of God knows the truth.
因为只有你和圣灵才知道真相。
I want you to listen to these words of Peter.
我希望你听下彼得所讲的话。
Listen to what he said to Ananias.
听下彼得对亚拿尼亚怎样讲。
Why has Satan filled your heart to lie to the Holy Spirit of God and keep back part of the price of the land?
点解撒旦会充满咗你嘅心，让你欺哄圣灵，将卖田嘅钱自己留低一部分呢？
Listen to the next verse.
请你听彼得之后嗰句话。
He said,
彼得咁样话道，
Before you sold the land,Was it not your own?
你卖田地之前，块田地唔系你自己嘅咩？
And then after you sold it, was it not at your disposal?
既然卖咗块田，啲钱唔系你嘅咩？
How is it that you have contrived this deed in your heart?
点解你心里面要起呢一个意念，要呃我哋话呢啲钱就系你卖田嘅所有钱呢？
And there the judgment of God fell upon Ananias and Sapphira immediately, and they dropped dead on the spot.
就在那一刻，神的审判临到亚拿尼亚和撒菲拉，他们当场死了在那里。
Why?
为什么神的审判会这样临到他们呢？
Because they were not vigilant.
原来因为他们没有警醒。
And Satan set his traps, and they fell into it.
而当撒旦设下圈套的时候，他们就跌了下去。
And at that point, Satan roared.
而在那一刻，撒旦就敲叫了。
A roar of defiance in the face of God.
撒旦就向神发出挑衅的敲叫了。
Please hear me right, I'm getting ready to close.
我即将要结束今天的信息，请你留意这样听我去讲。
Sin can be a result of predetermined, preplanned, and premeditated.
很多罪是有预谋、有计划，是故意去犯的。
But sin often comes to the life of a Christian when he or she is not serious-minded.
但是往往在基督徒不留心的时候，罪亦都会来到他们身上，让他们犯下无心的过失。
Sin comes when you are not vigilant and alert to the prowling of the lion.
当你唔警醒唔戒备嘅时候，狮子就会潜伏靠近你，让你犯罪。
Can the devil really devour a child of God?
魔鬼系咪真系能够吞食神嘅儿女呢？
This is a very important question.
呢一个系非常重要嘅问题。
Ananias and Sapphira surely are a good example of that.
亚拿尼亚同埋撒菲拉就系一个最好嘅例子。
In 1 John 5:18,
在约翰一书五章十八节
，It says that Satan cannot harm a Christian.
佢话撒旦并唔能够伤害基督徒
，And therefore Satan cannot devour a Christian.
因为撒旦唔能够吞噬基督徒。
But when John said that the evil one cannot touch the Christian, he meant.
但是约翰讲魔鬼不能够伤害基督徒的时候，他的意思是这样说。
That he cannot take away his salvation from him.
魔鬼不能够夺去基督徒的救恩。
He cannot sever that vital union between him and God.
魔鬼不能够分割人和神生命的关系。
It means that even the careless Christian may not lose his salvation.
就是说虽然基督徒会不小心犯罪，他们都不会失去救恩。
But he can be sure that Satan may devour his life.
但是那个基督徒要知道撒旦可以吞噬他肉身的生命。
So Satan cannot change eternal life.
但是撒旦不能够改变永远的生命。
But Satan can certainly bruise and mingle and devour the careless Christian.
不过撒旦仍然能够伤害侵入吞噬一些疏忽大意的基督徒。
We are urged in every page of the scripture to resist the devil.
在圣经每一处都迫切地去劝告我们要抵挡魔鬼。
To be sober and vigilant.
要谨守，要警醒。
And we put on the whole armor of God.
我们要穿戴神所赐给我们的全副军装。
That we live in the fullness of Christ.
我们要活出基督丰盛的生命。
That we pray in the Spirit.
我们要靠着圣灵时常祈祷。
And that's exactly what I'm going to do right now.
现在就让我们一起这样做。
I want to pray with you.
让我和你一起祈祷。
And I'm going to pray that God will show you how to resist the devil.
求神指示你怎样去抵挡魔鬼。
And how to be sober and vigilant.
求神指示你怎样去谨守警醒。
Heavenly Father,
天上的父啊，
We thank you for your word.
我们感谢你赐下你的话语。
Which is powerful.
因为你的话语大有能力。
And it empowers us.
因为你的话语让我们得着力量。
We thank you that it warns us.
我们感谢你让你的话语去警告我们。
And now we pray that you will help us to stand firm and flee from temptation and the devil.
但是我们祈祷求你帮助我们让我们站立得稳，脱离魔鬼和脱离魔鬼的试探。
And that we will resist the devil.
让我们能够抵挡魔鬼的挑战。
That we will have victory in Jesus.
让我们能够靠住主耶稣基督去得胜。
In his name I pray.
奉主名求。
Amen.
Amen.